Hello and welcome to the show. So if you didn't hear, there's an episode out about the Fontana Village Dam retreat or event, I guess, is technically what it should be called. Although we'll be going on the opposite Loch Ness, the big one. Oh, this is it's nice that this actually works with that. Yeah, any new breaks anyway. So if you haven't heard that one, go listen to that one. In the meantime, you join me as I sit here and work on the Fiero like a jackass. Ready? Thought you were going to do this. Yep, that's right. Getting off the log mouth because I lifted it in the air before I moved the tire. Because I was a smart person. Is that some sort of safety net on that? That's what it looks like. That can be a pain in the ass. Sorry if any of this is super loud or anything, but I'm intended to be. I'm just kind of trying to get this thing off in the least dumbassy way possible. But I'm not sure how well that just made that answer is not very well. So let's recap what's going on with the arrow. It is currently fast up in the air. And it is, let me make sure I'm still recording, because last time I tried this, it stopped recording on me for no good reason. It is not running. Well, it runs. So let me clarify my, a smart person will get out their impact socket and just do it that way. Ike, so no, you can't be smart. You gotta use a hammer and your own, muscles. All right. So, about 3 weeks ago now, and time goes by so freaking fast, about 3 weeks ago, the car was running and moving for the first time in Lord knows how long. And, I mean, it was doing well, so I made it a quarter mile to the gas station, and then most of a quarter mile back. Before it just kind of shot a spark plug out of itself and no more running. Man, this thing is a pain in the ass. I've never seen one of these types of sockets before. It's like a circle with little notches in it. I really don't want to have to take the old slightly larger socket trick on all four of these wheels. They'll get expensive quick. Oh, not to mention, I did not do a good job of labeling what I did with all the stuff before I put it away last time. So it's kind of, I don't know where everything is. Now, you join me on my favorite adventure, searching for soccer. So the whole set of spark plugs had to be removed from the system, and it had to be, every single one was nigh impossible to get out. So that was not a pleasant experience. Everything's been in this car since the Carter administration, basically. I guess technically the Reagan administration. Nothing's been touched. So we still got the original clutch. Still got the. I'm going to not be surprised if this is the original oil sitting in it right now. The issue I have is as soon as I put the new set of spark plugs into it, put the clutch down to make the whole thing go, no more clutch. So after 2 weeks of fiddling, I mean, it was literally like 4 or 5 hours for each spark plug to just get it out. It was a giant pain in the ass. It was not pleasant. Okay, so it's a little bit bigger the 19th. So that probably means it's 20th, or 3/4 of an inch for those of you playing along at home. It's not good. I'm not sure if I have a 20 millimeter. That's 17. I'm not a well organized man. No, I am not. So let's see here. So once we got all the spark plugs out of the system, out of it, put in the new spark plugs, I thought, okay, we'll be good to go. So I got in the car, turned on the ignition, and nothing. So that is kind of the opposite of what you want to have happen, if we're being perfectly honest here. So I goofed around for a little bit, and there's a return spring inside the flywheel flex plate. This actually might be a good use of this thing, although this might be a little bit bigger than my 3/4, because I just had a 3/4 socket. I got my little gator thing here we're going to try. Gator thing, don't let me down. Oh, you're leaving me down, gator thing. Oh, crap. Yeah, just a little bit bigger than 3/4 of an inch. Which, again, is what I just tried, but you know, sometimes the socket looks bigger. I don't know why. Maybe it's because it has a shaved bush. Totally lost where I was at with all that. So, nope, lost it. Mike, come back. You'll figure it out while you're sitting here camping. So, yeah, like I said, I was working on the car. Spark plugs, big pin in the ass, clutch in, go flywheel. There we go. So I'm back to where I was at. Flywheel clutch plate, or not clutch plate, the flex plate, is the return spring of this whole thing. So throw up bearing, you know, pushes up against the flywheel. The flywheel, come on, use your brain. The flywheel is come on, you're not 20 either? Come on. The pressure plate. I keep saying flywheel, I apologize. I mean the pressure plate. So pressure plate spring. Is what this car uses to push back the clutch plate cylinder. So that means if the flywheel is not returning, or if the clutch is not engaging and it's failing open as opposed to failing closed, I guess would be the best way to put it, that means you need yourself a new flex plate. So a new flex plate means a clutch job. A clutch job means we're dropping the motor, basically. It is a giant pain in the ass on this thing to get into that clutch. So, let's see here. It's a long 21 millimeter socket. That's fun. All right, now where's my good old breaker bar? Oh, good old breaker bar. You never let me down. Again, the problem with doing this with the car in the air is that it's a lot harder than it needs to be. But with the breaker bar, that means more oof for it. Come on, more room. You're thinking, Ike, why are you taking a breaker bar to a wheel when you're just doing a clutch job on a rear-wheel drive car? Well, for those of you who, sorry about that loud noise there, super loud, I realized the microphone next to that. For those of you who know anything about the Fiero, it is basically a GM mid-80s front-wheel drive platform that is been converted and put in the back of an quote-unquote sports car, which means the whole thing is kind of a parts-man special, which is kind of cool, because that means it's fairly easy to get parts for the car from 1985, which, you know, there's a bunch of cars that share this platform and all that. So that makes it a little bit more fun and interesting. Downside, some things that are super easy on every other rear-wheel drive car, i.e. a clutch job, are a giant pain in the ass, i.e. clutch job. So that's kind of where I'm at with this. So I got to get the basically all of the suspension in the rear. I'm sorry about all the loud noise, everyone. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get to this transmission taking off the least amount of stuff possible. So typically they want you to drop the whole motor and transmission for one of these jobs, which would be really, 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 really annoying. So, if I have to bring up the impact socket here in a second, I'm going to have to. There we go. Whew, sometimes all you need is a big ass hammer. So, well, in this case, a hatchet. I don't know why, but there's something I find very enjoyable about just whacking shit with a hatchet. I know it's not the right tool for this job. It feels very Nordic to do it. So, and it's one of those things where I'm going to have to take the tire, get a new one anyway. So, might as well do it while I got the thing sitting up in the air. Also, the fact that I can move this tire with the e-brake on with my bare hands is a little disconcerting. We'll probably do a brake job while we're in there. Why not? You'll find a 20 mil. 18. 21 just seems to be a little too big. And 3/4 is just a little too small. 24, way too big. 22. 17, definitely too small. I don't know, this makes for a compelling pod. We'll try the... try this one again. Which one is it? That one's definitely not big enough. All right. I don't think that's going to work. Nope. Oh, goodness. Nope. I kind of sit here and mumble around talking to myself about what I got going on. This one, 13, 16, I don't know how big that is. Feels big enough. I don't know. Hammer fixes everything, so let's try hammer. Someone tell me what that math is and why I shouldn't have just did what I did. But until then, not going to stop me now. That seems like it broke it. Yeah, so in this car, according to the, you went by the Hayes manual, or however the hell you pronounce that, you need to basically drop the whole motor out of this car, or more likely, you actually take the whole car and lift it off the motor. Yeah, I'm going to have to do a clutch or a brake job on it here, although none of this really looks fairly bad. Maybe a spider made its nest in my car. None of this looks extremely bad, if I'm being perfectly honest. Good. Oh, these wheels, huh? That's so weird. I would have thought the wheels, they look like they have parts that go through to the back, like they have vents. They do not. Huh, that's crazy to me. Oh, learn something new every day. Where's my brake cleaner? Get over here. Get up on that. Take a quick aside. Make sure this thing is recording. We're still recording. All right. Yeah, so, no, it's fun to do. See, this is the thing. So, at first when I got the I kind of put two and two together that, man, shit, I got to do a break job. I was, you know, for those of you who follow along and listen to the show for a long time, you know, I had the Volvo project. For those of you who are new, hey, thanks for listening. I had a Volvo 740 project that was, I'm not going to say the bane of my existence, but given my current workload and everything I'm trying to do with the podcast and all that, it just was not going to work out to try and do that project in a reasonable amount of time. So getting the Fiero and going, well, crap, I got to drop the suspension on one side to get to the, you know, clutch to pull that thing out of there. I was basically dreading that, like, this is going to be a giant pain in the ass, and I don't want to deal with this bullshit. But on the flip side, it's why I like working on cars. I like having the ability to sit and do this therapeutic thing where, you know, you just kind of get to talk, jaw jack, as they say. As the kids say, jaw jack? Is that still a thing? And, you know, just clean the mind, just therapeutic work. So the difference between, that's interesting because that's got a hole in the middle. So how do you get a hole in the middle out of another hole in the middle? This is interesting. Yep. So, the noise you're hearing is me trying to get the impact wrench removed from the lug nut. May or may not be impossible. But we shall see. That ain't gonna work. So I don't know. I've kind of missed that idea flex job. But on the flip side, I was gonna have to do one sooner or later anyway. So might as well be sooner rather than later. So I don't know. It's kind of, again, as the kids say, it is what it is and all that bullshit. I can work on this later, I guess. Instead of hammering in Tyler's ears, just work on that later. All right, got it. Put that on the mental list. So, yeah. I don't know when we're going to get back to, you know, the show as normal. Been putting off grabbing guests and all that. I've been having fun working on the vehicle. It's been different. So every now and again, you forget why you got into this whole, you know, car enthusiasm thing. And for me, I like working on the cars. I like taking them apart. I like, you know, seeing how everything works. When I was a kid, when I was young, who would take everything apart just to see how it worked. And this is just rusty as hell in here. This is ridiculous. I mean, when I say the thing hasn't seen love since 1980s, I ain't kidding. This is, I mean, I saved this car. There's bolts missing in here. And they did the paint job on here, which it went from red to maroon. That was a big change. Yeah. The fun parts will be detaching the steering knuckle and getting all this stuff out of here and seeing if we can access the motor, because the biggest pain in the ass is going to be dropping it a couple inches and getting the transmission slid out far enough so I can take off the parts of the motor or take off the flywheel. In this case, I actually mean flywheel. And put the new clutch on. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it for, I'm probably going to have to drop it further than I want to. Because I'm kind of looking at it going like, well, I could probably just drop this side. I don't know if this is the engine cradle I'm resting everything on, which it appears to be. If I'm looking at how it's such a weird design. I have no idea what I'm looking at under there. So I'm just going to kind of take off everything as I can, remove it all, get it all off to the side, order new brake parts, order new clutch. I might as well do all that while I'm in here. So I could give it a touch up too, because this is just, you know, sad in here. I used to take apart. Oh, that's why the brake wasn't on. Taking apart the remote as a kid, taking apart, you know, power wheels or whatever, just kind of see how they all chooched, was something I really enjoyed doing as a kid. I guess I never really grew out of it, because I still enjoy, you know, taking apart cars more. I will say I kind of enjoy taking them apart more than I enjoy putting them back together. So no, it was no bueno as a, you know, method of keeping cars around. But, man, these calipers are so rusty, and you got spiders living in your calipers. This is just so weird. Man, that's a really small bit. Yeah, so, you know, it's fun. Are they smaller than 8? Yeah, those 10 pieces are smaller than 8. Of course they are. That means I gotta go get into my special little nut box. Or socket box. Play the sockets. Yeah. So, I don't know. For those of you listening who are still with me, you know, thanks for hanging out and being around so long. 7 millimeters, that's right on point. You got it. All right. Where is... There. Because I'm a terribly unorganized person, I don't know where all my parts went. That works too. All right. Let me do this way. Yeah, so it's fun just to do, you know, take apart, put back together, very therapeutic. I get a lot from my non-car enthusiast friends, like, oh, I wish I could do that. I wish I could take apart a car and put it back together. Like, how do you learn how to do that? And it's like, I'm sure if you listen to the show, you're fairly used to the term, like, well, you know, you just look it up on YouTube, or you just kind of do it until you mess up enough, or you figure it out. That's kind of what I really like about this whole mechanic thing is, get to make mistakes, you know. Some mistakes you can make with a car can be pretty severe and life-altering. But by and large, you do something silly on a vehicle that's not really your daily driver. And even if it is your daily driver, like, it's fixable. You can always come back from most F-ups in cars. So, especially if it's a fun project car. So, you know, again, I encourage everyone who is listening to kind of pick up a project car. I really do think a Fiero is a good place to start with. It's fairly simple so far. I mean, clutch job, obviously, is a bit of a pain in the ass, but find one that has a working clutch. Or find one that's an automatic. No shame in that. Maybe a little shame. But yeah, let me kind of go over what's all wrong with this car as it kind of sits, and I've kind of gone, had a chance to go through it mechanically, because I wasn't really able to do that until now. So the driver and passenger side windows are all tore up. The gaskets and everything, and the motor itself is not very good. It's not running at its full strength like it should be. So going to have to replace those. My thought, again, is just to replace the whole door, because as much as I like the power windows, I kind of like the thought of having everything in the car be completely manual for the most part. And the only thing that would be electronic would be the admission, really. Other than that, I mean, if you have manual rack, manual windows, manual transmission, no ABS, you know, what else is there left to be controlled by a computer besides your ignition timing? So even that's kind of debatable. Man, a lot of little top nuts in here too. I'm just trying to go through and take out all the nuts I can. Oops. How about loud noises, everyone? So, windows, door lock on the driver door, it missing. Previous owner took it and just chucked it because it wasn't working or something, but now the car has no lock on the driver's side, so that's no good. There's a star drive in here, just one random mess. That's a popper. Okay. The windshield is cracked beyond repair. So I'm going to need a new windshield. The paint is shitty on this car. So I'm going to have to get that. There were some suggestions for paint color if you all want to give me some. My wife wants me to take it and get it professionally done. Fairly adamant about it, so that probably just keep the wife happy. That's probably what ends up happening. Although getting that done is fairly expensive, so I don't know. Once we see the bill of that, we might change our minds and just kind of let me dick around with it. She was not a big fan of the plastic book job on the Volvo, which I have to say I enjoyed. So, yeah, the taillights, one of them's been hit with something like a rock, so it needs to be replaced at some point. It's still functional, it's just aesthetically displeasing. All the gaskets everywhere in the car are, because it just kind of sat out in the sun and just kind of corked itself to death, need to be replaced. The motors for the pop-up headlights need to be replaced. They're shit. Let me think what else really needs to be replaced on this thing. I mean, it's a $400 car, you know, that more or less ran when I got it. Couldn't drive it home, obviously, but, you know, was able to drive around a little bit before it just completely gave out. So the I'm not complaining too much about the price I paid for it. I still think $400 was a reasonable price for it. You know, all things considered. Oh, there goes that. I'm going to have to pop out some of these poppers here, which is a pain in the ass without the right tool. So let's go do it the pain in the ass way, because I don't learn lessons very well. These are a little bit bigger than my socket. They're not quite 10 millimeters, so I don't know what they are. Let's see. Are they 8 millimeters? They're still fairly quick. They're probably 10s. Oh, goodness. This is a pain in the ass. The hard part, too, is you do run out of space fairly fast in my two-car garage, and you got to have one car. Oh, well, that was exactly what I didn't want to have happen. We have to run one side and be running an operational as an actual space for the wife to park. And the other side, sorry, throwing stuff. The other side is the workspace. So, let's collect all your crap. like, there we go. Yeah, so the, I'm kind of cramped up in here against the snowblower where I'm at, which is not ideal for a working environment, but it could be much, much worse. We could have no working environment. Or no project car, both of which would not be a good thing. Oh, I never have this problem when I don't need it. So many 10 millimeters. 1/32. Let's see. Is that the right size? Looks like. I don't know what these are. Definitely sockets. I can't tell if that's working or not. Is that stripped? That's kind of the other problem with this thing too, is it just, it's so easy to just strip everything out because everything is so rusty when you're working on it. It's impossible to tell what I'm doing there, if I'm having any impact or not. Oh, come on. Guys. See, this is where it starts getting frustrating when you're just kind of... Oh, I did it again. You're just kind of yelling into the ether about, you know, socket sizes and shit. So, I think I need 9. That's 10. Where are all you 10 millimeters when I need you? That's my question. One time. I do prefer 2. I know a lot of people are like, well, if you can use a socket, you should use a socket. Because it saves you as much, you know, turning and all this stuff you don't need to be doing. I do find something therapeutic about being able to just kind of sit there and wallow away on the little wrench. Just, you know. You want to ask me why I find it therapeutic? It just is something I do. I need to organize my shit way better. So, do it too. There, 9 millimeters. So, fun times doing all this. It does make me a little nervous too, because I do got the, now I'm not even gonna bring up my fear there, just in case, because I am a scaredy cat when it comes to that sort of shit. How is 8 too small and 9 too big? That makes no sense. Is there some sort of in-between? American size? That's ridiculous. Come on now, guys. You said you were allowed to use these weird-ass sizes. I thought, see, I thought everything on this car was metric for the most part. But apparently I was wrong. You see, that feels like that's doing something, but that's not doing shit. Ah! I scared the crap out of myself by, sitting down on the brake cleaner. That was my scare. Yeah, okay, I'm going to go into just kind of zen mode here and just kind of do what I need to do. Thanks so much for listening. I'll kind of check back in with you all next week and tell you how everything's going. Until then, thanks for listening. Bye.